It's now time for a locker room chat with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner. And coach, it was a tough one last week for you guys against Jefferson County North, but you guys did get Coy Perry back. Your thoughts on the way he played?
Yeah, it was definitely a tough game. And, you know, first off, my hats off to JCN. I mean, he played really, really well and well coached, played hard. It was good to have Coy back, good to have Gunner back. And we kind of took it on the chin there during the game, but the kids never gave up. And that was kind of the message we told them afterwards. You know, this one's over and done with. Got to move forward. Have to focus on Mission Valley. They played hard. You know, our kids never gave up. And so that's about all you can ask a lot of times. You know, if once a game kind of gets out of hand, we kind of hurt ourselves as well. But again, you know, it is what it is. JCN played really well and we just have to check in the rearview mirror just a little bit and now focus on the windshield and move forward.
He had 3 interceptions and 5 completions. Do you feel like at the end of the game he was forcing a little too much, or do you feel like he was just trying to make a play happen but unfortunately not being able to?
Well, he's always trying to make a play. You know, that's what competitors do. And the thing was, too, is that there were some times that he'd have 4 or 5 guys on him by the time he got the ball. And it's kind of hard to try to do a lot of stuff when you're running for your life, you know, with that much pressure. But, you know, we get better. You know, it just, you know, my thing was I didn't want to get frustrated. His shoulder was a little dinged. So, you know, we try to play as well as we can, you know, with the situation at hand that we had. It's offensively, the key is we want the ball in his hands as much as possible. So, you know, we do some other things with him now that we're at that point, in my estimation, the most important point of the season. So we'll do some things with Coy and with a couple other kids and try to put them in some other positions where they can help us out.
Here with Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner. And coach, this is a game where Coy, he got hit in the backfield a lot and the running game was having some tough time getting going. What are some things that you would like your offensive line to do better moving forward?
I just got to, you know, just keep plugging away and keep doing the things that Coach Whaley and the other coaches ask of him, require of him, and same thing for me. Just keep getting better every snap, every game, every week.
Absolutely. And you guys have a Mission Valley game, as you talked about, looking through the windshield now and getting the rearview mirror out of the way. This is a Mission Valley team coming off a loss to McLouth. And, Coach, what are some things that you know about this Vikings team led by head coach Kevin Vanderbilt?
Well, they've done a good job. You know, they've got a couple good-looking kids. They've got a good lineman. Number 12, I know they put in a quarterback every so often, and, you know, he's a big kid. But number 10 is basically the key. The 10 is the player on their team that is really kind of deserved most of our attention. And he's a heck of a good player. I know he's a good baseball player as well, too. And, you know, he plays like a shortstop. And I know most shortstops that I've ever had at quarterback and other positions are generally some of your better players. And I say that kind of selfishly, too, because I was a shortstop in high school. So.
Absolutely.
But he's a good-looking kid.
It's always the best-looking and most athletic kids that play shortstop, and I was not a shortstop growing up. So, but about this Mission Valley team, I mean, their offense really has had their struggles at the beginning of the year, and their first 3 games have failed to get to 10 points. What are some things you're trying to expose from that Mission Valley offense?
Well, sometimes you press a little bit too much, you know, and that's just not with them. That's with, you know, with every high school football team or every sports team. You know, sometimes you expect every play to be the play, and sometimes, you know, you just got to play one play right after the other and just be consistent with it and not try to force things. And, you know, our philosophy always is, you know, we control what we can control, and we can control our efforts. We can control our, discipline and basically just do the things that we know that we can do and, you know, just kind of play football. Play sports because the only thing I know for certain, and we talk about this a lot, is they'll have 11 high school age boys on their team. We'll have 11 high school age boys on our team, and they could change up everything offensively, defensively in the span of a week. We're not going to. We're going to do what we do and just get better at it and just try to be as consistent as we can and block and tackle and protect the football and hopefully create some turnovers.
Yeah, your message has been consistent throughout the season, which is one thing I like about you, not changing things up too much and trying to do too many things too different and try to stay consistent and control what you control. Coach, thank you so much for your time today.
I
appreciate it as always, and best of luck against Mission Valley, and I look forward to talking to you again next week.
Well, thank you, Jared, very much, and you have a great day.
That was Oskaloosa head football coach Eddie Miner here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Pia Friend Realty.